Danny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Q105, 910, Dane the Girls, final hour of the show on Toledo's Q105, live and local on the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. Toledo's morning show is on the Q, Q105. Sunny, nice today with a high of 86. 70 now. The show's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 419-240-1055. You want to play along on the show? You can also text us. And I love getting your texts.
You mean that, right? Are there fun ones today?
Let me see. Somebody wants us to go to Dispenser of Doom. Oh, no, that was from Friday.
Oh, phew. Susie, maybe go to
Kelly's and get a chai blow dryer. Chai blow dryer.
They're not cheap, though.
Kelly's?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's Kelly's?
Maybe they meant Sally's.
Sally Hansen, yeah.
Rick, you're a dork. Sally's I don't care that this weekend it's Mini on the Mac. 1,400 Mini Coopers will cross the Mackinac Bridge on Saturday, and the rest of us will be laughing at you dorks. This might sound stupid. My wife had a blow dryer she bought from her hairstylist, and I used it one time, and I said, "You need a new hair dryer." He broke it.
That couldn't have been
just
cheap
clean
either.
The hair out in the dust out of the filter.
That's what he said. Yeah. You don't clean the dust and the lint out of there. It reduces the airflow.
Yeah, it burns the air dryer.
It's kind of like a clothes dryer. My gosh.
Oh my God, I have a little travel one, Susie, that I've used for years because I have no hair. So there's that. But
right, but now that you brought
little,
that up,
that little thing is hung in there.
I know.
Jinxed it now, haven't I?
Yes, that's exactly how it goes.
Did you say that fat little thing is hung in there?
No, the little thing.
The little thing.
Oh,
I said that little thing.
Okay.
She didn't say it was fat.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I heard fat.
It could be.
It's little and pink.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone. Is owning a cat the new trend for men?
Again? We're back.
Meow.
It's a story. Mm-hmm. A new survey just came out over the weekend. 17% of men now own a cat. Just a year ago, it was only 13%. That's a pretty big jump in 1 year.
I don't know. As the owner of four cats, what do you think?
I think I have a smile on my face because I worked the deal for the fourth cat.
These are single guys you're talking, correct?
I don't know. It just says guys.
Yeah, I wonder that too.
Probably. One guy says why he made the switch from a dog to a cat. Cats don't need the attention. A dog does. But when it gives you attention, it's not false. They select who they want to be with. Yeah, because cats, their personalities change. One day your cat will be all over you, and the next minute they're like, get away from me.
You will die.
Oh, my cat's a little slut. She's all over everybody.
Is she?
She's an equal opportunity lover.
Rubber.
Plain and simple.
Some cats are that way.
Yeah, she really is.
Do you think guys are using getting kitties to attract maybe, I don't know.
Women?
Women, yeah.
I don't know,
because it's not like you're out walking them on a leash at the Metro Park.
Yeah,
but
so
how are
it's
you
not
gonna
like,
use them to pick up
puppies? Are they
on social media,
magnet,
man?
So to speak.
Oh, maybe.
Social media.
Yeah, I guess you could post pictures.
And I got
of
a
you.
Kitty, and I love petting my kitty.
You put your kitty really close to your face and take a picture.
But men with cats, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Saturday, men with dogs, that's sexy. Men with cats, not so much.
You know how I woke up Saturday morning? I had to take Josh. He had a catty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So before the alarm went off. Stinkin' Dash, which is the other kitten we have at the house. So we're going to have two kittens and two full-grown cats at the house.
Seems reasonable.
It does, doesn't it? Anyway, and Dash walked across my face.
Oh! Not across you under the covers, not across your leg.
That's what
Dash
does,
And all of a sudden,
face.
I open my eyes and there goes that red blurry fur.
They don't even know.
They don't care.
No.
Don't care. No. They know. They don't care.
You had a kitty on your face, just like that.
Well, it's not the first time.
You woke up to it,
too. At least it wasn't a snake like that woman.
Oh, that's true. The woman
could have had a snake on your face, on your nose.
I still love that line, and it's up on the blog. You can hear the 911 call of a woman. From Ohio, by the way.
He's got my nose.
The snake had her nose.
I got your nose.
Snake got your nose? Well, when you hoard snakes, you got 11 snakes at your house, and one of them's 5.5 feet long.
Yeah.
At some point, they're going to turn on you.
Yeah. You're going to have a snake on your face. Yeah.
You are.
Pretty much.
So, anyway, if you want to hear the entire call, you can go to my blog.
She called 911.
What is the location of your emergency?
Oh,
hello?
I had a boa constrictor stuck to my face.
Ma'am, you have a what?
Boa constrictor.
You have a boa constrictor stuck?
It's a house outside with it.
You're outside with it?
I just rescued it yesterday, please.
You arrested the boa constrictor yesterday?
I rescued it.
You rescued it. Okay. Yeah. Okay, ma'am, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, so here's the thing. Snakes are not really that fast. I mean, they'll strike fast when they bite you.
Yeah.
How does a 5.5-foot snake get around this woman without her noticing that, okay, this is not normal? Yeah. How long did it take? Was it when the snake... She's on the phone with 911 and it bites its bites her nose.
She got cocky with the snake. That's all there is to it. She she's a snake owner and she got cocky with the boa constrictor and thought, oh, I can hold it.
Yeah.
And she was letting it squeeze around her head and stuff.
Right. And then it's like, the snake is trying to kill her. Hey, Paul, do some research. See if you can find video. I would give anything to see video of this snake. Now, if it's a video of a one-eyed snake, I'll pass.
Okay. All right.
Oh, jeez.
One-eyed snake. Okay.
I'll pass.
The waitress on our way.
Because we don't know. She didn't say it was a two-eyed. Could have been one.
Could have been.
You just never know.
So, no, I'm thinking the guys are using this on social media to pick up chicks. I think that's
cats.
What. Or other guys. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
Doesn't matter. No. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
I don't know.
As long as you get that kitty really close to your face for that picture, for that close-up.
I think we're moving on, Paul.
Cool.
All right. Let's do...
Oh, my goodness. What is happening?
It's just stupid Monday on the radio. All right, Susan, give it to me.
It's time for Denny Schaefer's Dope of the Day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Shirty on Toledo's Q105.
Guy tries to meet somebody by doing the message in a bottle bit 2,000 times. 49-year-old guy in the UK. His name's Craig Sullivan. Sadly, he lost his wife to cancer about a year and a half ago, but he's ready to start dating again. Somebody might want to tell him that they have dating apps now. He came up with a pretty romantic way to find dates. He decided to fill 2,000 glass bottles with letters that said he was looking for love. And they were all like, he went to the printer and he had them all printed. They weren't even handwritten. Anyway, and he does this. And so he did it earlier in the month in July. And then he started driving around and he tossed all these things into the ocean, even did it in a river. Hoping they'd wash up all over the world and women would get in touch with them, you know? Most of the bottles washed up on the exact same beaches that he threw them out from.
Well, yeah, that probably makes sense if you threw it out in the same place. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, this dude was littering. Dozens of people who found the bottles got in touch with him, but to rip him because of the environmental impact. One woman found about 30 of them on a single beach. He also tossed a bunch in a river right near a salmon breeding ground and screwed things up there.
That sounds good.
He ended up abandoning the idea. He realized he was messing with the ecosystem. Good news, though. A few women did get in touch with this loser, and he's got a few dates lined up.
Oh! Yeah. Maybe he feels it was worth it.
Believe me, there's always more. There's always somebody more desperate than this douche pickle.
Yeah, there's more fish in the sea.
So, Craig Sullivan, if you're listening, come on down to the station. We'll give you a certificate that says on the 18th, 31st. I'm sorry, it's on 9/18 of the time. 31st of July, 2017, the year of our Lord. Susie, tell me what he is.
You are the dope of the day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Shirty on Toledo's Q105.
All right, coming back. Widow convinced her husband was reincarnated as a calf.
As a calf?
As a cow.
Cow calf?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
All right, today's like
what are the odds?
Stupid story
Lots
Monday
of
day.
Stuff.
But anyway, but yeah. First.
So sadly, you may find yourself in need of making funeral arrangements. Did you know that previously made funeral arrangements for your loved one are actually transferable? John Castillo wants to remind you that funerals are for the living. They should be celebrations of life, and they should be held in the comfort and convenience of a home like his. He actually lives there. That's why you won't see grandma's furniture or caskets on display, morbid things like that. At Castillo's, you see simple, uncluttered, calm decor. And best of all, Castillo's is the only funeral facility in Toledo that has its own banquet hall and full kitchen. So at Castillo's, your family and friends can celebrate the life of your loved one with a service in his grand living room and share memories over a meal without driving somewhere else. And Castillo's honors one person at a time. There's no dividers. You're not sharing the space with another family. Best news, they're one of the most affordable in Toledo. Just go to Castillo's Funeral Home at the corner of Tremainsville and Jackman. Talk to John. See for yourself. And remember, if you like what you see, funds for arrangements can be transferred from one funeral home to the Castillo's home. Just go to